Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry is on the line. Good morning. Good snowy morning to you, Larry.
Yeah, not only a good snowy morning and a snowy night we had last night, but also welcome to the winter solstice. Mm-hmm. And I think the timing was just right that we have a snow followed by cold temperatures on the day of the winter solstice. The winter solstice is often recorded as being two things. Number one, the first day of winter. And number two, being the shortest amount of daylight for the whole year. We have a sunrise at 7:51, and we have a sunset at 4:23. Now, if you do the math and figure out the time, that comes to be about 8.5 hours of daylight. Now, you know, there's twilight and there's dusk and so forth, but 8.5 hours between sunrise and sunset. This is the shortest that we have for the whole year. And starting tomorrow, and it's going to be very small, but starting tomorrow, the days will get longer. And they will continue to get longer all the way to June. So the winter solstice means first day of winter. It's also a turning point with the sunrises and the sunsets. The amount of snow varied a great deal, as it often almost always does. But in this time, instead of saying the greater amount is to the north of us, this time the greater amount is to the south of us. The Weather Service recorded about 2.5 inches of snow, which some people may have seen as being kind of a wimpy snow, kind of a disappointment. On the other hand, I think the way they forecasted it, it probably was pretty accurate. And I have no complaints. And along with the wind and so forth, it was interesting on my walk this morning, I noticed that we got a snow, but we got very little of the snow hanging onto trees. Now, this tells us two things. Number one, the cold temperature that was going on during the snow, making the snow dry and powdery, and it's not too likely to hang onto trees. And number two, that we had a wind going with it. So anyway, we will have to deal with this for a while, and I think it answered any questions about getting a white Christmas. The nights have been interesting lately. We have not had many clear nights, so we've not been able to see the full moon of last week and the phases following that and the planets and stargazing and so forth. However, that might be changing. Once the storm passes on, then we often get clear skies afterwards, and we'll see if that continues. If that is true, that means the night will get colder, so we will start to see. We'll see some sub-zero temperatures coming up. This past week was really interesting. We had temperatures that were in the mid-30s and as low as more than 10 below zero, so we had a bit of a gap there going on. We are going to see sub-zero soon here, but we're also going to see later in the week, we're also going to see temperatures that may get into the 30s. So once again, we have that up and down. And it's interesting to watch the difference of the snow conditions. When I do my walks at this time, I'm almost always looking for animal tracks in snow. And I find that with the conditions of the snow, the animal tracks take on a completely different appearance. And we had that over the weekend when we had the wet snow and the critters wandering around in 30 degrees and leaving really clear footprints in that wet snow. However, as the temperatures were staying that way, it melted and it froze again, and the tracks were not so clear. When we get a new snow like we did last night, I always think of it as being like an eraser, and it erases all the previous tracks that are out there and covers them with a brand new blank slate, and therefore we can go out and see some really neat new tracks, and I hope to be doing just that. This is also the time of the Christmas bird counts. The Christmas bird count in Duluth was last Saturday. There were other bird counts on both Sunday and Monday, and they will continue to do so. The Christmas bird count that I work with is in Carlson County, and we're not doing our Christmas bird count until early January. The window for Christmas bird counts is about 3 weeks. It goes from December 14 to January 5. And any time during that time, if you can get a group together and go out in a designated spot, a designated circle that has a diameter of 15 miles, and this is the same one we've been doing now for about 40 years, and we count the number of birds that are there. We count both the species, we make note of the species, and how many. And this can be all kinds of places. It can be on bird feeders, and it can be in a wild forest or anywhere. Anyway, there's a number of birds that do hang around what we call permanent residents, and these are most obvious with things like chickadees and nuthatches and woodpeckers. And then there are larger ones like grouse and turkeys and barred owls and great horned owls. They'll stick around with us all winter. And bald eagles, almost always. I saw another one this week. They have bald eagles. Then we have what we call winter visitors. These are those that come to us for the winter. They may stay and they may move on, but it's a lot of finches fall in that category. Goldfinch, pine siskin, purple finch, pine grosbeak, evening grosbeak, different waxwings, both red, different crossbills, both red crossbill and white wing crossbill, bohemian waxwing, red poles. These are all there. And then we get a few that just kind of happen to show up. Whether they stick around too long or really migrants remains to be seen. But we almost always in our Christmas bird count get some kinds of ducks in that category, as well as different kinds of hawks. So in addition to the tracks that are out there, and there will be a number of tracks, there's a lot of critters so far that have gone to hibernation, but there's a lot of other ones that are still very active. And what I find interesting is we don't usually see them, but nevertheless, they leave their tracks. This morning, as an example, I just stepped out, and right there were rabbit tracks. They tell us that they were active during the night, and so that's a wonderful thing to be able to go out and see all these tracks. Anyway, there are some of those that will go to sleep when it starts to get colder, namely the raccoons and the skunks, but they're probably still active right now. So it is an interesting time to get out and take a look and, yeah, enjoy the winter solstice. And remember, we have turned we have made a turn in the sunrise, sunset, and days are going to start to get very slowly longer. And we don't notice it too much with the sunrises, because the sunrises continue to get later until early January, but the sunsets are already starting to get later. So we'll see. All right, have a good one. Take care and enjoy the holidays.
Thanks very much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.